compare the Rabbeinu Chananel to his comments on Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Beitza, Pikus, which we already saw in the context of Ma'amer, okay, of course, Tosas of Ramban, Alatar, Tosas Alatar, Borer, Ramban, Dibamasko, Chimutar. Again, part of the Sugya Borer we did when we talked about Chatzis Shir B'Malacha. So they did connect, but we won't go over the Chatzis Shir parts more than we have to. But the Ramban Dibamasko, Chimutar, and Dibamasko, the Hakanya. The real Ritva, Dibamasko, Ella. The Hagos HaShri Perek Zayin Simen Dalad. With respect to Tosas and his comments on Sugin Beitza Yudalad Beis, see also the Orzarua Simen Nun Tes. And Tosas and Beitza Yudalad Beis, and if you can, we've shown him there. The Rambam and the Magen Mishnah, Shvisa Sasar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, also. Kiva Tziarek, etc. In the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, the machlokas between Cheskia and Rabbi Yochanan on Borer Ochel Mitoch or Min HaOchel, and also the other piece, Omrav Yudon Yeshu Borer Tzroros Kalayom Beinu Miskaya, that piece on Yerushalmi as well. Next, Rashi Ayin Dawon Amudeis, the Ramasal Shabbat HaTos, and the Ramasal Chayev Yud Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Yud Tes Sid Gimel, and the Magen Avraham Sid Katan Kezayin, and the Taz Sid Katan Beis. Together with the Minchas Chinuch's comments on that, Minchas Chinuch and Borer, of course. The Rosh and Beitzel Yudalad on Beis is all still connected. And also, again, the Shulchan Aruch, Archaim Simen Shin Chaf Sipei, and the Magen Avraham Sipkatan Zion. Also, the Ran on Kuf Mem Dalad on the Beis in Shabbos, which is Ayin Aleph and Aleph from the Dabi Arif, again, with regard to Kolev, that should be looked at in this context, too. Then this quickly the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph Mishamer Mishumai Masrinan Bay. We had it earlier in the year about Basra. And Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel on that sugya. The Rambam Perek Ches Halacha Yud Aleph and the Lacha Mishnah Perek Yud Halacha Yud Dalid. Again, this goes to the question again of multiple katos, multiple malachos in one pe'ula. Again, the same issue that we. The Ramban about Kotz and Gozes, the Mabis, which you don't say for that whole issue, but how it's played out in this particular case. And then the Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis through Kuf Mem Amud Aleph, the Mishnah there and the Gemara, and the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Amud Aleph as well. And then the Sugya in Beitza, Yud Dalad Amud Beis, the Mishnah and the Gemara there, Rashi Tosis Ru'ah in Beitza. And the Magen Mishnah of Yom Tov, Paragimel Halacha Tesvav, Pirkos Yom Tov, the Rivav on the Rif there, and the Tosin Shabbos, Kuf Men Beis on the Beis, Kivra Maskol She'ochel. And finally, Tosin Shabbos, Kuf Beis on the Beis, Kivra Maskol Maskol Hamolel, Molel Melimos, the Beis. Okay, so that's a list for Borer. Again, if we're able to pull it off, I'll try to give you something on Zorah and Tokane, if we can squeeze them in. If not, we won't. Okay. The topic at hand is Dosh. We already began with it, but let me go back and just paint the bigger picture. The sugya of Dosh, of course, begins with the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and of course with two Gemaras on Ayin Gimel on the base. One is much more clear-cut than the other, although they're not a lack of problems in with that. The Gemara says, V'hadosh, the Gemara says, Tana hadosh, tam menafet, kulem malach achasen. So what exactly menafets and menafet are, not so clear. The Minchas Chinuch speaks about this as well. Minchas Chinuch is bothered by the fact that Rashi says that menafets is a pishpun b'givolin, and Menafet is Tzemer Geffen, Kederach HaUmnin. And since Tzemer Geffen is Gedulei Karka, Lohachi Karla Yifut, Dilei Tolda Dadash, Shemafari Gironi Nivenu. The Minchas Chinuch is bothered by the fact that Rashi doesn't characterize Menafet and Menafets as others. He goes so far as to say, well, there are Bali Tosas around who don't think that anything other than the actual one of the Mishnah is the Ab, and everything else is a Tolda, so maybe that's what Rashi has in mind. Because, but the fact is that Rashi himself, in the context of Zareah, as we know, does believe in the concept of Me'ein Ahav. However, Rashi does also think that Zomer is a Tolda. So Rashi is not quite the view that that there isn't Me'ein Ahav. He's also not as expansive as the Rambam in what constitutes Me'ein Ahav. If he has the possibility for Me'ein Ahav, but he doesn't always opt for it in the cases of the Gemara, so you know, he's more critical in a way than the Rambam in that respect. So in his understanding of what the Gemara is about, in any case. So it's an open question. But the Minchas Chinuch says he doesn't understand the Svara, why Menafet and Menafets would be told us why they wouldn't be Avos. Okay, that's a Ha'ara. I don't know if we're going to be able to do very much with that. But that's what the Gemara says explicitly is Dush. The other point in the Gemara is that the Gemara speaks not about Dush on this Amud, but speaks about Mefarik. Right, the Gemara says that Amra Papa Haiman Deshada Pisa Ledikla the Asar Tamri Chayv Shayim Achas Mishum Tolesh the Achas Mishum Mefarik. And then Rashi says Ein Derech Klishu Bekach Ein Derech Prika Bekach. So the Gemara doesn't actually say that it is Dash. It says that it's Mefarik. There's a huge discussion in the Rishonim throughout what Mefarik is. Although even the Rishonim will take the view that Mefarik is often does not mean Dash, but primarily they're motivated by the fact that we're dealing with Gedulei. We're not dealing with Gedulei Karka, both animals, right, the Sigya Kolei, and other such things. And even many of them, like Rabbeinu Tam, agree that when it comes to Gedulei Karka, Mefarik in the context of Gedulei Karka is Dash. So it's not necessarily, this the reading of this sugya doesn't depend necessarily on the reading of the Gemara on Sadi He Amud Aleph, which we'll get to in just a minute, just in our quick survey. Even the Bali Tosas, who think that Kolei, even Rabbeinu Tam possibly, who thinks that Kolei may be Mamache in the context of Sadi He Amud Aleph, may agree, or seems to explicitly agree, that when it comes to Gidulei Karka, Mefarik, maybe Dush. So it's a good bet, at least, that this Gemara Haiman, the Shada, Pisa, the Dikla, of Asar Tamri, Chayv Mishum Mefarik, is, in fact, a case of Dush. That seems to be a pretty good bet. Okay, not foolproof, but most of the Rishonim, at least, accept it that way. And then we have to understand what exactly the case is, and what are the implications of this case. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's just first identify what some of the main sugyas are. So we have the Mishnah, then we have Menafet and Menafet, so the question why it's only a Tolda. Okay. Now we have a third case, and that's Shoda Pisa Ledikla V'Asar Tamri. He throws a rock at the tree, and the Tzmarim come down. On the surface, it doesn't look like a classic case of Dush. It looks like, we understand the first part of the Memra, that it's Chayiv Mishum Tolesh, why exactly it should be Chayiv Mishum Mefarek is more of a problem that we'll get back to in just a minute. Okay, so that's case number two, or number three, if you want to count the Mishnah. Okay, after that we have the Sugya on Ayin Heim and Aleph. What do we have on Ayin Heim and Aleph? Eliezer? Yeah, so I just want to survey some of the main cases in Shabbos at least, quickly, and then we'll go back and analyze them. And what do we gain from? You want to read this quickly? Yeah, so here we have Pitzia, which is squeezing the blood, in this case, you're interested in the Tchelas, from the Chilazon, squeezing it out, and that is called, not Mefarek even, but explicitly, that's called Disha. Okay? The other question is, go ahead.
I'm a Rabbi, I'm a Rabbi, my time is a Rabbi. Sorry, in Disha, I'll do a cargo.
So the problem isn't that the method, or that the Tzura, is problematic. The problem is that the object is not Gidulei Karka. Just like we discussed This one we found with regard to Ma'amer, and Ramban says with regard to Kotzer, right, some of the malachos require Gidule Karka, and according to the Chachamim, Ein Gisha Elo Gidule Karka. We'll have to analyze this more fully, because obviously it puts in jeopardy all the animal cases of Dutch. Fred? Okay, the continuation of the Gemara finds is the rest of the Tzitzis Neshama, which we've seen several times. Okay, so this Gemara is important in establishing two things. The Machlokes, whether Yesh or Ein Gisha B'Gidule Karka. What does Gidule Karka mean, and how do we ask him? Why would it be limited to Gidule Karka? Right, it's one thing to say that Kotzer is limited to Gidule Karka, because that could be part of its Shem Malacha. Namely, the fact that you're ripping it from its makom chiyus, or from mechubar, or from makom gidula, whatever the case may be. Now, dash, why should that be limited to gidula karka? Something to understand. Okay, so we'll get back to this, how we paskin and why it should be so. On the other hand, pitzia, at least, which seems like a very different surah than cracking the shibolim, from the chitin, qualifies as disha. Okay. And again, not even mafarik, but it's actually called dush. Okay, so this is a very important gemara on ayin hay amud aleph. Then comes tzadi hay amud aleph. Eliezer, go ahead. What's on tzadi hay amud aleph? Yeah. So the gemara says, go ahead.
Tanravana,
go ahead. Yeah. So number one, we see that Cholev is Asur, but we don't yet know what Cholev is about. When the Chachamim say we're also not sure what they mean, right? They might mean just specifically rode chalos dvash, or it could refer to the whole list, in which case, even as one bandamar is telling us, or Rabbi Eliezer is telling us that cholev is an av malacha, or is shem malacha, it could be that the chachamim are saying that the whole thing is only a drabah. Continue. Yeah, which is not a compliment. Meaning, you know, what kind of answer is that? Okay. And Mechabed, Merabed, and Rode Chalos Vash, that's a different story. Okay. So basically, here's where the Gemara establishes that Cholev is Chayev Nishum Mepharet. And Rashi comes to the conclusion. Go ahead and read the Rashi quickly.
Mepharet, Chamo Mepharet, Masa, Shaporek Ocha, Mimapom, Shemes Kasibo. Vahavi told us Dash.
So what is it? He's unburdening. Or liberating, so I would say he's liberating the ochel from the place in which it was hidden. That's dash. And then, of course, Rashi goes on to say the other daya, which is the Yerushalmi that we know, which is that it's kotze, that we discussed already. So, according to Rashi, this Gemara, Cholev Chayev Nishum, Mefarek is a part of the sugya of dash. Tosis, we'll read it inside in a couple of minutes, but that's an ayin gimel on the base. Says that it's not dash, but it is.
He said that it's mishum.
Or ben tam at least. I'm sorry. He told the sign gimel on the base.
It's mishum.
Smoothing, correct. Although it isn't really smoothing anymore. If you say, I'd like to speak about memachek too, not all the time, but memachek according to some mishum is smoothing. But you see from Rabbeinu Tam, it really isn't smoothing, because you're just unloading the milk from the udder. It's not smoothing. But what it is that it's creating a different surface, or it's revealing the surface. And that's important in the Macha, in the Macha. Okay. Either way, Tosis here also says it. Tosis here also points out the problem. Tosis doesn't quote Rabbeinu Tam, but can it, Achole Mishum Dashu, go ahead, can appear from Kuntris. Also, Brysa Karab Yehuda. Remember, Yeh Visha, Shalom Begidule Karka, can appear Mishnah El, the Karab Kalbago. Kenyu or Levi, by the Bade Karab Yehuda Asya, the Asri Chachamim, Riblitz Mishum Shus, Rab Shimon Shari, the Kamanabi Lechatkiva. Okay, so basically, either this Gemara is only Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda, or there's some other answer, which we'll get to, or the Chachamim Paskin that it's a Shvus, right, which is the view of the Rabbi Hanano and many of the Gonim and the Ramban have such a day. Yeah.
Didn't he say that the Machmir Gonim and the
Right, but you aren't really. I'm saying you really just that's well, the word mamachid means to smooth. The question is, what is important about smoothing? Is it the act of smoothing something, or is it the act of changing its surface, or creating a different surface? When we get to machid, we'll speak more about it. But yeah, I mean, the word machid means smooth. But I'm saying it isn't. You don't really smooth anything when you the milk is gathered together in the udder, and then it's drawn out. Yeah. Does that smooth the udder?
Maybe.
Well, hopefully we'll get to it. Either way, that's just derech agav for now. And as we pointed out, the Bali Tosas don't like Rabbeinu Tam for another reason, namely, Jeremy? Yeah, because what's the difference between the Gemara later on? So there's the difference between Tocha Kedera and Tocha Kahara. And why should that make a difference if we're talking about mimachet? Okay. In any case, we have the sugi here on Sadi Hayam Aleph. Choleb, we're just not sure. A, is it told in the Dosh at all? Is it dafka according to Yehuda? Do we paskin that Choleb is only a drabanan, a shvus? That's a huge argument. And according to other Rishonim, the whole sugi is not talking about Dosh to begin with. So it's not even an issue that comes up. Okay. Then we have another possible sugya, but it's hard to know. And that is the sugya on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, at the beginning of Shemona Shratzim. And that is the question of Chova. Right? Shemona Shratzim, for Amur of the Torah, Tzadam Vachovu Behem Chayiv, Shar Shratzim Ramashim, Vachovu Behem Potter, a tzadon tzara chayiv, shalom tzara potter. Chayiv yo, tzadon potter, and chol bohen chayiv. So here we have the Mishnah speaks about chovel as being chayiv. And also the sugyan ayin heyom and aleph, likewise, right, the part that we didn't read, or part that we didn't focus on so much, the Sad chiloza mekotzei nechayv l'achas, or chayv shtayim, what's the chiyuv? Mishum, so the Gemara asks, what am b'chayv mishum l'tilos neshama? And then the Gemara discusses whether it's misasek etzel l'tilos neshama or not. So the Rishonim here discuss the question, even if there isn't shchita, even if you don't kill the animal, what about the fact that you have drawn blood? Extracted blood from the animal. But that's Tosfos' question. Ki heichin aleitzel tzidei. Kashel ridim. Kol makom al netilas adam l'chayim mitzvah netilas neshama. Okay. Tosfos adds the word netilas neshama, but in general, why isn't there a kind of a chovel, even if there isn't the tilas neshama, why isn't there a chovel of hotzah's dam? That's flows from this Mishnah that there's something called Chovel Chayiv. Rashi says that Chovel Chayiv refers to Eliezer?
The Shochet.
Two days in Rashi. One is that it's a Toda Metilas Neshama Shochet. And the other is that it's Tzoveya. Right? The Chovel Ben Chayiv, the Yesh Lehem Or. That's the difference between Shemona Shratzim and other Shratzim, is that they have Or. Kim Mepharish Vigamara. Bahavale Chabura Sheina Chazera, so Havale told of the Shoket, which is the Tilas Neshama. Lashon Acher, Kivin the Yesh Lehem Or, Mitzvo Ha'or B'dam, Hanitzor Bor, Chayiv Mishum Tzoveya. So Rashi has two days, whether it's Tzoveya or whether it is Shoket. the Tosas on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph likewise takes the view that it's the Tilas Neshama. That's his question. V'nir Kalash and Akash appears for Kuntris is the Masa Kechel Leitzis Sadeh. Bereshim on the Shvatzim. The Chovu Bahem Chayim Mishum the Havetot of the Shokhe. The Chayim Mishum the Tilas Neshama. The Tilas Adam Hainu the Tilas Neshama. Kedetsiv Ki Adam Hu Anefesh. V'lekach Shmona Shvatzim Sheyesh Lem Or. The truth is that the Rashi only says that that Chovel is Chayim Mishum the Tilas Neshama. It doesn't explain why. So the Hashem Rishonim explained that the why is connected to being machlish. If you remove, if you take out blood, right, where a person gives blood, so he's weakened. So some of the Rishonim explained that Kabbalah is the Tzilas Neshama because it weakens the person. And other Rishonim think that that's completely incorrect. The Balei Tosfos think it's incorrect. They think otherwise it would be Malacha Shenetzricha Begufa at best. So the view of Balei Tosfos is that the reason that Chovel is Tzilas Neshama is because Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. Blood is the life force, and when you remove blood, that's called the Tzilas Neshama. And that's the view of Balei Tosfos all over the place, here in Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, and of course in Ksuvos Daf Hei Amud Beis. That's how the Balei Tosfos are able to explain why it is that the Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Hei Amud Beis, Sammy, makes what distinction? The Gemara makes a distinction between dam basulin and regular dam, whether it's mitgat pocket or it's nekar or alkir or whatever it is, or b'chiburi mechbar rather, I should say. Not like, it's confusing with chala for a minute. Right, chiburi mechbar or mitgat pocket. But the Gemara says that that will determine whether or not you're chayev mishum kova. Right? The Gemara says that the dam basulin is not a problem on Shabbos, unlike regular dam, because it's not chiburi mechbar, but it's mifkad pocket. So Rashi, the Balei Tosfos are able to explain that the reason this is true is because this is not part of ki adam hu hanefesh. Right? It's a separate, this is part of the blood. It's a dam besulim, which is omid latzeis. It's not ki adam hu hanefesh, not dam hanefesh. Okay. Of course, according to the view in Rashi, that it's tzoveya, right? So that Gemara becomes very problematic. Right? Shlomo, who asked the question? According to Rashi, second day, that Chovel is Tzviya. So what do you do with the Gemara in Ksuvos? Why should it matter whether or not Dan is Mitzvah Pocket or Chiburi Nechbar? Who asked the question? You think? Ellie? Moshe? Who asked that question? Eli Khan? Very good. Shitim Kabetsa Sigsubis asked that question. He says, if it's Kiadamwa Nefesh, so we understand. But if it's Tzviya, so that seems to be very practical. So what's the point? What's the answer? In order to be Chayiv Mishum Tzviya, it has to be a Malachas Umanus Betircha. And if it's just like, you know, you open up the plug and everything just, you know, pours out, that's not a Malachas Umanus Betircha, and there's no Tzviya in that. Now, it's not clear, is it specifically Malachas Tzviya, or is this a din in all of the Malachos? That's not so clear. Again, as I think I mentioned earlier in the year, that the Mabit says that, you know, what makes Hotzah and Malacha Grua is the fact that it's not Malachas Umanos, Betircha. You need that in order to qualify as a Malacha. So put that Mabit together with that Shivim Kabbatas, you could say it's a universal principle. But in theory, it could be a local issue, just part of the definition of Tzviya. Has to be some artistry, some stature to the act of Tzviya in this case. But that's the way that the Shidduch Kabbatza suggests that Rashi would get out of the Gemara in Ksuvos. But according to Valitos, it's not a problem. Why am I mentioning all of this? I'll just see in just a second. But first, as for the or, that also explains it. But explains the factor, why do we care there's or not or? So Tzviya, that works nicely, because that's the Dabar HaMitzvah, according to Rashi. And in terms of Kedam HaNefesh, the Tosafot says it's a shiur in Chabura HaChozeres, or not. V'chein, Cheshrat Tzim Sheish Lom Or, Chayiv B'Nitzvah HaDam, Afa B'Shalo Yotza, V'kiv Tzimitzvah HaSofa Lotzeis. Elo She'ata HaOr Ma'akmo. V'shar Shrat Tzim She'im Lehem Or, In a chayiv at sheyetz and hemdam, avol nitzra hadam v'lo yatzal lo mechayiv. In shar shrotzim you are chayiv for extracting the dam, just not if there's a wound and the dam doesn't come out. Since there's nothing or not enough to hold it back, apparently it's an insignificant blow. It's an insignificant akiras hadam. There's no kedam hu hanefesh. That's the explanation of Bali Tosfos. Kiv shel yatzal sofa laksar, v'im at sofa lotzal sa yotzim yad she'onar ma'akvo. Okay. And then the answer to the question why there isn't the Tilas Neshama in the case of Chilazon is basically the same answer as Dam Pesulim. The Hishiv Lorum Beir Tam, the Dam Chilazon Haroi Letzviya Mipkad Pocket, Velo Mekai, Velo Su Adam, Vishnu Tilas Neshama. Al Dam Achar Yotze Imo Nami Lo Mekai, Velo Nichale, Keichel Es Orni Blokshin Tzuchel Gufa, or whatever, and so on. But the explanation then he goes on, he says it. Avlei nefarish in the tilas neshama hainu shemachlis osa dam l'shakov amo v'gabei dam nesule mat tzarek l'chalisha sa isha v'gabei mila mat tzarek l'chalisha sa tina elo le netilas adam kori netilas neshama, and so on. Okay, why am I mentioning all of this? Why am I talking about kovel at all? Eliezer? Exactly. Because according to the Rashi, both Peirutzim and Tosis's view, that the pshat is that it's a tilas neshama, and the explanation is ki adam or nefesh. It's nothing to do with our subject. Although it's important to know anyway, and it gives an opportunity for a minute or two to speak about these shittos. But for the Rambam, this is a critical part of our topic. Because the Rambam shita is that not only cholev, which he agrees with Rashi, against Shemayin Tam, but even chovel, according to the Rambam, is not in the tilas neshama. Right, maybe he doesn't believe in ki adam hu nefesh in that sense, but it is dash. So the, what's fascinating about that is that in the case of Shemot HaShratzim, again, the dam, two things are fascinating. Number one, the dam is not yotze, right? Something that the Milchas Chinuch notes. It's me'ekar okar betoch haguf. But you haven't gained access to the dam. Okay, so that's point number one. And yet, according to the Rambam, that constitutes dosh, a very important case. And number two is that the Rambam should be subject to the same question that Rashi, second day, was subject to. Namely, if indeed the Mechayev of Chole, the Malacha, is dosh, and it's not ki adam or nefesh mitilas neshama, because it's really dosh, so why do we care whether the dam is nifkad pokid or hibure nechbar? So again, ksuvas hatayim the base. The important thing is that the dam was inaccessible, and now the dam has been made accessible through his action. Isn't that gisha? So we'll have to get back to that. But that's an important question. I think the Achronim asked that question against the Rambam. Okay, so Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph and Chovel in general, which is also the Rishonim on Ayin Amud Aleph, and especially the Sugya and Rishonim in Ksuvos HaPeh and Beis, according to the Rambam, is part of the Sugya of Dash. Okay. Then we move on to the end of the Sekhta, and we have the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Gimel on the Beis. Right? Schita. Marcus, you want to read this quickly? Something given on base in Ishna. Chavish in Ishbra, Matzil Nemenu Gad. Mazel Gimel Sudos.
The
Yispo. So number one, what is this Isra of Shalom Yispo? A very practical issue that comes up all the time, right? Soaking up liquids, what is that Drabanan based on? The Isra to do that. And what are the exceptions to it? And then comes the main point. Ain't Sochatin, go ahead. Okay, so on the Drabana level, the question that comes out on its own is an interesting question, but on the Daraisa level, the idea that Ein Sochtin was a Paris Lahotzin and Mashkin is very important. You can't extract the juice from the fruit. To do that on Shabbos is Schita. But the Mishnah doesn't say exactly what Schita is. Okay. Rashi says, what is Schita? Yeah. Told of the dash. That's Rashi's view. The question is then, schitas peros, peros is gidulei karka at least, schitas peros, and what about schitas begadim? What's the story on that? So Rashi also says that that's mefarek, right? Other Rishonim disagree about this? Who disagrees? And what is the... Abin Tam says it is? If it's water, at least, then it's malate. Okay. That's the whole discussion in the Rishonim in the context of Pesach Reisha. You have Tosin Suvas, Daf Vav Amud Aleph. And the Rishonim, some of them on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and others on Kuf Yud Beis Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in Shabbos. What about Schitas Begadim? Niyayin, Mimayim, right, etc. Is that connected to Dash, or is that all about Malabain and other such things? Okay. So that's, in any case, according to Rashi, according to Moshe Shonim, Ein Sochtin is a Peros, and the Mashkin is certainly a problem of Dash. In connection with that, we also have the issue of Sugan Kufnet Dalet Amud Beis, which you already mentioned. Right, and that is where the Gemara speaks about Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Sochet Adam Eshkol Shel Anavim L'Tocha Kedeira, Avlo L'Tocha Ka'ara. So squeezing, again, fruit juices, the juices of the fruit, into a kedera, that seems to be permissible. Unto kahara seems to be the malacha. And then the Gemara continues and says, Amrav Chizda, Midiv Rabbeinu Nilmad, Cholev Adam Eiz, the tocha kedera, Avlo tocha kahara. And the Gemara says, that depends whether mashka, habala, ochal is an ochal hu, or a mashka, linin tuma, linin other things. Very fascinating continuation of the Gemara. But in any case, the Gemara does seem to equate Schitas Eshkol and Chalivas Eitz, which is why Rashi thinks that they're both Mefarek, and that in itself is important. But even more important than that is that this distinction between Kedera and Kara is something which needs to be understood. Rashi Al-Atar says that, strange Rashi in a way, the Tocha Kedera, Shal Tapshil, the Takno, the Muchabilsa de Lav, the Mashka Boyla, Elo La Ocha. The Ein Zed, Derek Pritaso, the Havik Kamabrit, Och, Mafrit, Ocha, the Ocha. Aval the Tocha Kaara, the Zim de la Mashka Koi, Apagav the Kaara, La Shasi Inish, the Muchabilsa de Ika Isa. So, it's hard to know, but Rashi, by introducing Ein Zed Derech Prikaso, and also the next Rashi, where he's a little bit uncomfortable even with Tocha Ka'ara, sounds like these distinctions could be based on Derech. Whereas Rashi also mentions a factor which may be much more fundamental, and which of course is what Tosis zeroes in on, namely, Matis. If it's not done in Kederach, Kedera and Kaara,
and there
Yeah, ochel mitoch ochel as opposed to mashke mitoch ochel. Rashi mentions that. After all, it's like ochel min ochel. But it could be that Rashi means that the reason that it's ochel min ochel, which is eno kederach. But it's not per se that gisha is defined by some sort of a change or transformation. Right? If you say that gisha is defined by the transformation, so you could say that the problem isn't ein derech gisha, ein derech, you know, the barik bekach, the problem is just this dash. And by the same token, in the other case, if it's tocha ka'ara, so it is a liquid. It has the status as a liquid, whether you normally drink it that way or not. So Rashi's emphasis on derech is noteworthy here, but he also has the other point. I post this on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, makes it seemingly clearer that the issue is one of the change. Do you have the line? Not this guy. So the Pirsha Kutusasi Shapir, the Nikara Kishahid Adadin Bahem, the first wide line, he posts this. The first of the widest lines in Moses. The dad is the Khashu Hokal. So again, he says Lodami, but Lodami is not the same as the Eno Kedera. But the point may be that according to Bale Tosas, right, this is part of the definition of dash, is that it requires a shinui from what it was originally. And anything less than that, again, that would work better in the question against Rabbeinu Tam too, because if the point of Rashi, if the point of the distinction between Kedera and Ka'ara is only in terms of derech piruk bekach, then it's not such a terrible question against Rabbeinu Tam. Right? I mean, it is still a question, but it's not a terrible question. Meaning, if that's not the norm, it's true that from a mamachek point of view, you know, who cares what happens, where it goes. The important thing is that your machlik is hadav. Good. But the point is that, you know, it's still not the derech to do it in Hakara. That becomes an interesting question, which we've seen already with regard to shiurim. We've seen it also with regard to kederech, I think, and it'll come up again. We saw it with regard to kederech in the context of different possible explanations of lav hainu revise in relationship between right kotzer and choresh and zareya. Namely, does when we speak about shiurim and when we speak about kederach shalom kederach, does it have to be focused on the ikar part of the malacha, or some aftermath or some preface? You know, also it's just an interesting objective question. Conceptually and halacha maisa. Okay. So the truth is that if you say that the whole sugya on kuf mem gimel amud beis, I'm sorry, kuf mem dalet amud beis, is important only for the issue of kederech, then I'm not saying it's not a question on Rabbeinu Tam. It's still my brain question, because you might say, well, if you're focused on dash, so then, you know, the where it goes is part of the kederach and the shalom kederach. And if you're only interested in memache, so as long as it's machlik, it's hadad, and it's not there anymore, it creates a new surface, however you want to explain it. So what happens afterwards is not within the purview of the malacha, therefore it's not within the purview of kederach and shalom kederach either. But, having said that, it's still not a terrible question, if it's shederach and shalom kederach, but if it's about ochel min ha'ochel, as opposed to mashke min ha'ochel, namely shinui yitzira, being a component in disha itself, then we understand clearly that gemara does not work for chole, if chole means mamache. It works very well for dash. Okay, so that's something, and a very important definition would emerge if that were to be the issue. So we have to come back to. Also, if we look at the Ramban there on Atar, we have a chance we'll speak about it a little bit, about the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Tov and Muktzah. The Ramban quotes different views in the Gaonim also, where the distinction between Ka'ara and Kedera exists, Daraisa, or not. So, we'll get that. So, potentially a very, very important Gemara. There are ways to neutralize it, if we say all of it is Ramban, or if we say it's Kedera. But otherwise, it can be very important. Very important to bother. Then you have the, finally, you have the Sugyan Kuf Mem Hei Omen Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about the continuation, Legufan and Lemeneim. Gemara says, Boshim Shesokaton, Amarav Legufan Mutar, Lemeneim Potar Velasur, Shlokos Bein Legufan Bein Lemeneim Mutar, Shvulam Rechid Koshim Echid Shlokos Legufan Mutar Lemeneim Potar Velasur, and so on. This distinction between Lemeneim and Legufan is also very, very important. Okay, what is it important for? Whole discussion of Kufman Hayim and Aleph. What's it important for? Tommy? Whether or not you, Jonas? Ashrei? Well, okay, but I mean, basically, what might it? Yossi? Yeah, the question of Disha, which is Holech Leibu. The question of Malach Shein Tzricha Lugufa is Disha. If you do the Kedisha for the purpose of the, because you're interested in the extract, or you're interested in the, in bettering the Chafsa itself. But that's what's quoted, this is the Gemara that's quoted by Tosis on Ayin Gimel on the base, and of course by the Rabban and Kufin Aleph, and Tosis and Ksubas Vav. Right, when they discuss the question of Disha, which is Holechas Le'ibud, whether or not it's the regular Disha of Malach Shein Tzricha Le'gufa, or it is a special din in Disha, that Disha Sheholechas Le'ibud Lo Shema Disha, like some of the other exceptions in Tzricha Le'gufa. That's the Tosis Yitzhar for Eitzim. Right, Tosis says, Midnehabe Korea Menas, Lispar Mochen Kamenas Lichto, Dukadomar Gyochen Mekamami Perkachavis, Echad Kavashim Echad Shlachos, the Sakta Legufan Mutter, the Memeyan Kayab Kata. Rabbi Shari Legufan, we have a Kamalach Shem Tzricha Legufa, at the time of the Pishain Derech Disha Makat. The Tosis says a Derech Disha Makat, the language of Tosis, one language in Tosis and Ksuvis, and of the Ramban and Kufin Aleph, is not a Derech Disha Makat, but Disha Le'ibud Lo Shema Disha, part of the Shem Malach. So this is a brief survey. I don't remember how many Gemaras we just went through, eight or nine Gemaras, which touch on the basic issue of Dash. Okay. Now let's now that we've surveyed, let's go back and analyze more fully. Number one, in the list of the Mishnah, where does Dash appear? Kiva? After Ma'amer, and before Zorabor Tochen Umarati. Okay. Now the connection to Ma'amer, I think, is less important. The natural connection is to
Zorabor Merakid.
Kotzer on one side, and Zorabor Merakid on the other. The connection to Kotzer, because, at least the classic case, of dash, Eva?
So you're taking, you're cutting the green pieces off the stalk.
Yeah, you're detaching its mechubar, something that it grew with. It's an organic environment, whatever you want to call it. It's psolus mechubar. It may not be mechubar now when you detach it, but it grew with it. It was mechubar. Moreover, in light of Rashi, which we'll analyze in just a minute, so the connection to Kotzer really needs some analysis. I would even add, in light of the Ramban, possibly the relationship between Kotzer and, ironically, because on one hand, the Ramban is upset with Rashi, and on the other hand, the Ramban leaves an opening for making a connection between Kotzer and Dash. Which Ramban is that? Alan? Which Ramban leaves an opening connect Kotzer and Dash? That one?
Ramban, I derives the criteria.
Correct. The Ramban that says that kotzer has to be megidulei karka, because dash is megidulei karka. And then goes on to say, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says ain't disha, that says you don't need disha megidulei karka, even he will agree that when it comes to kotzer, you do need megidulei karka. But this link between the two, the Ramban does not link to ma'amer, I might add, but he does link to kotzer. Between kotzer and dash. Yeah.
Saying that it's a prerequisite for dash?
For kotzer. He's saying, certainly according to the Chachamim.
No, no, no. Is he saying that kotzer
is a prerequisite for dash? No. I'm just saying he thinks that there is a connection between these malachos in some way. And that if disha requires gidulei karka, then so does kotzer. One could say, ma'inyan kotzer etzel dash. There might be a common denominator connection, or it might be because the malachos themselves have something in common. I have to analyze that. But no, he doesn't say that that disha has to be a case of. On the contrary, the Ramban doesn't like Rashi because he says, according to Rashi, why not say that every case of kotzer is a case of dash? And that doesn't seem to be true. Okay. In any case, the link to kotzer. For Rashi, is something to look at. We're talking about Piruk Mina Mechubar. Not Mechubar Lekarka now, but Dover Shem Mechubar Lo, in other words. And that's one point in common. The other point in common is that, like Kotzer, it's possible that in Disha there is a transformation of the status of Chepza by what you... by virtue of what you're doing. Again, the kotzer you create, polish from mechubar, right? Which might be an important difference. Not only in Shabbos, but in general. Right? We call it Torah Kula, Tumah, Kol Shemishpat. Everywhere there's differences between mechubar and polish. It's possible that there's a yitzira, that's what one of the things we have to look at, that takes place in the context of dash as well. In that sense, it's not bad to look at it in light of Kitzira. Moreover, possibly, I have to see whether all these things are true, in fact, but when you look at the classic case of Dasha, there's A, the organic Mechubar, B, the change in status in a way, and three, most important maybe, is access. Right? The only way you have access is through this. And that's true with regard to Kotzer as well. On the other hand, there are strong reasons to, maybe even stronger reasons, as Akiva said, to compare or to look at Dash in light of, not Kotzer, came before it, but Borer, right? In the sense that Hafradas Ha'ochel Min Apsolas. So you might say, right, especially... I mean, you have to ask the question in Borer whether there is any kind of a yitzira in the process of separating the ochel from the psalas. So you mean mashir ochlim as a result, that we'll have to discuss when we talk about Borer. It's definitely questionable, but possible. But the point is that the hafrada is something that the two have in common. It's interesting. The Aruch, when he defines Dash, really makes it sound, at least initially, as if it is a kind of Borer b'mechubar. I don't mean Mechubar l'karka, again, I mean Medavrish Mechubar l'atzmo. The Rebbe Chananel also, when he wants to explain the difference between Kotzer, Dash, and Borer, so the Rebbe Chananel says, Kotzer is, you know, when you separate something from the place that it grew, it's chiyus. And borer is when you separate things that are not joined. Right? And dash is when you separate things that are joined, but you know they're not mimakom gidulo anymore, or chiyusa. So in a sense, Rabbeinu Chananel puts Dash in a kind of context. But the Aruch's emphasis seems to be that you're mefarek the ochel min apsoles, Although min apsolas she mechuberes lo. That's what makes it different than dash, but that's different than borer, but it's kind of borer but mechuber.
Okay.
So this placement between the two, I say, raises interesting questions. The Ramban's comment about Gidulei Karka, Rashi's Ha'ara, all of these need to be looked at. On the Borer side of things, we also find very strong connections. This could be reflected by several things. Number one, Kotesh. Right, there's a Machlokas HaRishonim, as we already saw. What is Kotesh? The HaRishonim would think that Kotesh is Dash. The HaRishonim would think that Kotesh is Tochein. And the HaRishonim would think that Kotesh is Borer. It's hard to know whether the Machlokas revolves around, you know, each or one of those three, or whether the fact that Rishonim label Kotesh in all three ways doesn't reflect some sort of overlap between them. But we'll discuss it more fully. Let me say it this way. Kotesh has the property of Mechubar, like Dash. On the other hand, it's Nita Ma'achila without the Hafrada. And one can argue that it's, for that reason, kind of more of a subjective psolas, even though it's Mechubar lo, but it doesn't have to come off, and therefore choosing to take it off is more like Borer. You're not creating something. You're not creating Hekshar Ochlin, perhaps in Borer. You're not creating Hekshar Ochlin in Kotesh either, because you can eat it without it. Just you prefer to eat it after the Kedisha. It might be Tochein, because maybe it's not even Psolos at all. Maybe anything that you would eat B'diyevet is really Psolos. So the question could be, which of these factors, the fact that it's mechubar, the fact that it's indispensable for eating, you know, whether or not it transforms the chetza from which it used to belong by taking it off, which of these defines Gisha, Borer, Tochen? That's one issue to explore in this overlap. The Minchas Chinuch, of course, doesn't disappoint us. Minchas Chinuch wants to know why every dash is not also a borer. Every dash, let's say it requires even mechubar, but good, so it's mechubar, but it's also borer, you're also mafrid, apsolas, mina ocha. Yeah. The Chidush Yaran and Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph also asks the question. When the Gemara talks about Zora, Borer, Merakid, so he says, what's the difference between Zora, Borer, Merakid, and dash? Tosis in Yevamos, that put you down on Amidale, in the Sugya of Goneach Vionek, right, which the Shalom all quote here. If you look at Tosis and put you down on Amidale, Tosis talks about Dush as if it's Borer. In any case, it would be interesting not only to see the overlaps, but to weigh the question of how you define psolas in both, in a parallel way. What is psolas with regard to borer? Objective, subjective, again, you prefer it that way, you can't eat it any other way, as opposed to dush. Is that one of the reasons that we, or places that we draw the line? Is one more oriented towards results, and the other more towards the maisa itself? Is one more creative, and the other is more, there is a food, it's the question of how better to prepare. It's more of a hechsher l'maisa achila l'su'uda, but the shem ochel was already there. Right. Certain parallel questions in dash and borer should be looked at in light of these questions, including things like borer El Ibud and Dash Le Ibud. Okay. So point number one then is that in the placement of things it's already suggested to look at, and not just the placement, but in the characteristics of Dash, it's suggested to look back at Kotzer and to look forward at Borer. There seem to be important differences, and there also seem to be common elements. And depending on what we focus on in Dash, it's going to be, you know, separate from both of them. It is separate from both of them on some level, but closer to one or to the other. A kind of Borer of a Mechubar, or a kind of Kotzer, La'achash and Nitlash. Hard to say. Another way to say this is to just ask the question itself. What is the nature of Dash? Is it Hafkas Psoles Mechubar Min HaOchel? Is it the act of Pirud between the Ochel and the Psoles? As opposed to the removal of the Psoles, per se? Is it exposing, revealing, maybe even creating Ochel? In which case it seems quite different than the others. Is it more driven to the result again or to the action? Okay. So the first thing to look at is this fascinating Rashi on Ayin Gimel on the base. Okay, so what does Rashi say, Ellie? The Rashi, he throws the rock. Yeah, it sounds like Rashi thinks that because the date falls off the tree, so that is the Mepharet. Also, Rashi's language is interesting. You have it there, Ellie? You remember? It says this, why is it Mepharet, the language of Mepharet? You're unburdening it, or exactly. You're unloading it. Or what are you liberating and unburdening? The tree. So that's super strange, right? I mean, this tree, you know, is getting liberated. That's what Rashi says. Mefarik tzvo mishim aleha, lashon porek min hachamor. I'm not going to try to pronounce the French. Within a lady, the gam tshuva shemim mishulam, v'avza mefarik hatmarim min hamachbeinos. He's unloading the tmarim from the machbedos. Okay, so it seems like there are several assumptions in Rashi. Number one, Rashi assumes that mefarik applies bimechubar. The classic case of mefarik is when it's already talush. That could just be that it also applies when it's talush. It doesn't have to be talush necessarily. That's point number one. On this point, there's an objection to the Mishonim. Aryeh, who objects? On the point of Mechubar? No, I don't think so. Not per se. Asher? The Chiddush Aran. Chiddush Aran says, I don't think Rashi's right, because there's no such thing as Gisha b'Mechubar. So apparently, he thinks that this is a matter of principle. The Mechaskino quotes this Kiddush Aran as well, and he says, I just don't understand what the Aran has in mind. No one said that Disha has to be the Mechubar, but why can't it be the Mechubar? You knock the Tamar off the tree, cleanly. So that's, so what? If the rest of it is fine, then what is the fact that it is connected have to, well, why is that Ma'akev? Kiddush Aran thinks it's almost like the opposite of the Ramban and Kotzer in a way. But it can't be b'mechubar. Is it to protect the domain of Kotzer? Is this the response to the second question that the Rishon, or the question that Ramban asks? Ramban, Udimei, B'chachmei Sfarad asks, according to Rashi, every time, well, why Dafka this case? Right, when he's Masik, and he's Oreh, and he's Botzer, and his coat's there, why not always say it's Chayiv Mishum Dash? But that's their question. That's different than saying I don't think that the Ramban is asking, per se, that Ein Gisha Big Gidul Eikar, you know, Big Mechubar. He's just saying, well, if this is Disha, then why isn't every Tlisha Min HaMechubar Disha? So, the Ran doesn't seem to be asking that. The Ran seems to be saying, it can't be Disha because it's Mechubar. And that's what the Mechassinuch doesn't understand. He says, I just don't see why not. What's the Chisaron of Mechubar? Okay, we'll get back to this, each one. So number one, Rashi assumes that it can be B'Mechubar. Number two, he assumes that, a bigger assumption. Namely, Moshe? Number one, it's Mechubar. Good. Ran doesn't like it, but the Sinuch doesn't see anything wrong with it. Fine. Well, what's a bigger assumption? Sorry, that? That you're removing, meaning the order of things. Like what Eli just pointed out, which is that for Rashi, the unburdening is the tree is liberated. Normally, in Disha, what happens is the opposite. The freedom, right, is achieved by the Ochel from the Psolas. Right, the Klipa is removed, and the Shiboles is removed. And the chitim sees the light of day. He's liberated. Yeah. They're different. I guess maybe they're different gears. So I think Tosas is a slightly different gears than Rashi.
Towards the image,
he
says, Mefarik,
yeah, but earlier, yeah, of the Mefarik HaTmarim, but it sounds like the Machbedos are the ones that are relieved by this. That's what it sounds like. I think Tosis has the gear so that it's the tree, right? We'll look at Tosis. Ein nir l'ri, kamo shemefarish Rashi, shemefarik ha'ilan bimasa'o, menapero she'alav. According to Tosis's gear, so it's clearer that this is the problem. It seems like the Ritva also had this problem with Rashi. That the focus seems to be on the liberation of the tree, or the machbedos. You know, it's as if the tamarin have been, you know, burdening the leaves too much. But you're right. In the end of Rashi, I think some of the achronim point out that we don't have the same girsa that in our Rashi that Tosas had. But Tosas had the girsa shemefar ka'ilu nimasa.
What?
In Rashi. So then Rashi shouldn't be held liable for that. Okay, could be. But it's an interesting issue anyway, but do we really care? Is part of the question. I mean, do we really care what's being unburdened from what? A, is it a matter of perception? Is it subjective or objective? B, do we care? But the truth is that let me say it this way, from a borer point of view, if we take like a borer perspective of Dash, maybe we should care. Because in Borer, as we'll see, right, hopefully on Thursday or Sunday, whatever it is, that there's a difference between Ochel Mitocha Psolas and Psolas Mitocha Ochel. So what you're cutting from what, or what you're liberating from, from what, is important. In any case, this seems to be, again, what I don't know whether Rashi should be held responsible for this. I tend to agree with you. But either way, Tosis is reading of Rashi, and the Ritva and some of the other Chachmei Sfarad's questions against Rashi seem to focus on this issue, on what is being liberated from what being a problem here. Okay, that's the second problem. There's a much more basic problem, I think, which is, in addition to the fact that it's Mechubar, in addition to the question which may not be Rashi's responsibility, of what is being liberated from what? What's a much more important issue? Shalom, in Rashi.
That you can see the, you can see still see the fruit before me.
Exactly. This is unlike the classic Visha case in that it doesn't create an exposure, and it certainly doesn't create the chafetza. It unburdens it, you know, it removes the davar hamakubar from it, but it was already exposed. This is the problem, possibly, that the Rashbam had. Can you read the Shulman just very quickly? How does Rashbam interpret? Did you tell us? No. Sheyesh al atmarim kripa al yona. Kishamak of atmarim. Meaning that there's an outer shell, and he cracks it, and it exposes the tmarim. That would be a classic case of dash. The Rabban, Rajba, the Ritva, the Chidush Rabban, and so on, they don't go that far. How do they interpret? Shalom? There's a two-stage process here. The hitting off the tree, the fact that it was removed from the tree is not the dash. But when it hits the ground, what happens?
It cracks open.
Well, but not cracks open from its shell, but separates from the machbedos, from the cluster, from the right. So it seems that there are two different alternatives to there are two alternatives to Rashi. Rashi says it's the cutting of the tamarind straight from the tree, and the others say after the whole eshkol is flying through the air that hits the ground, so then the tamarind separate from the eshkol. Or lachbedos, whatever you want to call it. And Rashbam says, no, it cracks the shell, and then the tamarim are revealed. Okay. The point is, according to the Rashbam, possibly to say, and I think the Meiri says it explicitly, that the problem with Rashi is this initial exposure. In Dash, you need that the gilui be created by the Disha. It's not enough to remove Sola Samachubar. You need more than that. By the same token, according to Rashi, we could raise the question, what would happen in if there was the Khalifa Hachitzona still? Let's say you removed the Tamarim from the tree. Right? Or the Tamarim, you ask this for the other Rishonim too, the Tamarim from the Machbedos. Well, let's say this is still an outer shell. Is that considered a disho? Two issues, in other words. Does it have to be hidden, invisible, beforehand? And does it have to be roi lachila afterwards? And that could be a question, too. In the sense, that's comparable a little bit to the problem of the Rambam, the second problem. Pointed out that according to the Rambam, Kovel is Dush. Why? Because the Dam is Nekar B'toch HaGuf, but it's Nitzrar. It doesn't come out. It doesn't have to come out. So you can have the Kiddush in the Rambam, partly the Kiddush in the Rambam is, that you can have Dush without any access. Just because internally it moved or changed. It could be that the Rashbam and Meiri and their objection against Rashi are bothered by both of these points. It's hard to know. The Minchas Chinuch is certainly bothered also by the second. Okay, so getting back to... So the point is that Rashi makes several assumptions about... this mafar. Number one, it can be the mechubar. Number two, it doesn't need to be davar she'eno galui or shenasa galui in the process. Number three, possibly it could remain eino roi after the fact. Number four, which is the more questionable one, and that is whether or not it makes a difference whether there is piruk, psolas mina ochel or ha'ochel. In terms of the Rishonim, because to sum up, the Ramban was bothered by the question
Why isn't there a kotzer or a dash? First of all, I think there's a very simple answer to that question. And I think I mentioned it last time also, I forgot that part. And that is that presumably if you kotzer classically doesn't require separating one organism from another, or the ochel from the psolas. Kotzer just means you cut something, limakom, gidulo, b'chiyuso, b'chupar, however you want to define it. So if you cut the branch, or you cut the pre from the branch, that's the same kotzer. Rashi never said that every kotzer, every zora, every ora, is going to be, if you leave even a little bit of the psolas connected to the ochel, then that's kotzer. It's not dash. Then when it's polished and you remove the machbedos or whatever it is, or the anafim, or the olim, or whatever it is, that will be the dash. That's not true that every kotzer is a dash. That's number one. Even in terms of derech disha. Well, this might, maybe everything is ain derech disha, as the Gemara says. It's hard to know. But let's say, for example, is there a difference between cutting something directly or throwing something which hits the point of contact and breaks it, or let's say a vibration? So you shake the tree. The result of shaking the tree, so things come down. So in your kotzer, I can conceive of someone saying that's really ain derech. Everybody would agree that's ain derech kotzer b'kach. Even though the result of kotzer, of course, you have. But in terms of dash, I'm not sure. Because it's not about the act of kitzira. It's doing something to be mafrid, the ochel, and apsolas. So, in terms of Don's question, why isn't every kotzer a dash? I think there's ample room for Rashi to get out of that problem. In terms of the second question, the Ran, what about Disha B'Mechubar? So, I would be inclined to say that the Mechastinuch is right about that. The truth is that unless you're, again, protecting the turf of Kotzer and saying that Kotzer, Dosh, they're so similar to each other, just that one is B'Mechubar, Lakarta, the other is not, why per se would the fact that something is mechubar be a chisarim? Unless what the Ran really had in mind was not a principle that ain disha b'mechubar. But what he was trying to say is that whenever there is disha b'mechubar, so willy-nilly you have the third problem, or the second problem. Namely, it's always a focus not on the removal of the psolas from the ochel, but on the removal of the ochel from the psolas. By definition, the davar hamechubar is that which remains, and it's that which is always ikar. So when you rip the apple from the from its branch or the tamarind from its machbedos, whatever it is, you don't really look at it as having separated the whole tree, the psolas, from the ochel. Oh, you've liberated the apple or the tamar. Because it's taking place in the chubar, so you always look at it as lightening the burden of the tree. The tree is something you can't view as a psolas. Maybe that's what the Ran has in mind. I'm not sure. Okay. As for the third point, maybe this question of order, as I said, I think this question itself, in other words, if the model is Borer, then the question of order and being mepharik what from what becomes very important. If Borer has nothing to do with this issue, and if Pirud HaOchel or Yetziras HaOchel, or Giloy HaOchel, per se, then why really does it matter whether you do it by removing the psolas or by or by removing the oka. Okay. As for the question of gilui, both before and heksher afterwards, that I think is the most important and most intriguing aspect of this discussion. And as I mentioned, the Rashbam is certainly open to the position of the Meiri, which is that there has to be kisui gamor lifnechem. Okay. As for the maskana, according to Rashi, I think I mentioned this also before we left. I think that at least one could ask the question. The Gemara says ein derech kedusha b'kach, ein derech prika b'kach, and on ein derech on that Gemara, Rashi only emphasizes ein derech kedusha b'kach, and Rashi in Ksuvas Daf Samech seems to say that disha is dafka b'talush and not b'mechubar. So, is it possible that Rashi understood the Gemara, you know, strange linguistically, is saying two different things? As far as Katsira is concerned, ein derech b'kach. And as far as Disha Prika is concerned, ein derech b'kach means it's not a tsura, it's not a maisa, it's not a din of kalach hayad, lech machshavas, it's a din of the shem malacha. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. As far as if there remains a klipa afterwards, that's a discussion of the Chaschinuch. Another discussion in terms of relationship to Kotzer, the Mechaskinuch notes the Shita of the Ramah, Shin Lamed Vav Sit Ches. If you pick a piece of fruit from a dead tree, right, so we discussed that already in terms of Kotzer and in terms of Gozes, especially just a Kotzer. But the Sugin Kulin Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, and the Sugin Erevin. What is the status of that from a Kotzer point of view? But assuming it's Yavesh Lagamri, not Chitzaramba, right? Let's say according to the Bali Tosis, you say that if it's Yavesh Lagamri, there's no Kotzer. So, would there be Dosh? Presumably, according to Rashi, there would. According to this Chidush Aram, who says that there is no Disha Min HaMechubar, would be an interesting question. Because on the one hand, it's not Mechubar, it's not really Mechubar, it's Yavesh. There's no Katsira, but it's still Mechubar. Maybe it depends on its status in Tumah. In any case, the Chaschinuch thinks that that this is an important machlokas harishonim. He thinks that Rashi would disagree with the Ramah. He says he doesn't understand why the Ramah only quotes the one shita. He should have been choshesh for Rashi. Okay, that's an important issue. As for again, if there remains a klipa, that would be comparable to Shitas HaRambam. In a way, that would be the opposite of the Rashi about Machbedos, but even after the fact, there's no access to Achilo, would be the Halacha in that case. Now again, on that point, the Ramban and the Chachmei Svarad, unlike the Rashbam and the Meiri, are with Rashi. They too think that if the, you know, cluster or the Machbedos fall to the ground, and that's what, you know, disconnects the tamarim from the machmedos, then that would certainly be disha. They just think that knocking cleanly the tamar off the tree is not disha. Okay. So far we've seen discussed a little bit the connection to Kotzer and the connection to Borer, and the different perspectives, the assumptions within Rashi, and the different objections to Shitas Rashi, and what they raise in terms of different perspectives on Dosh. Now let's move on, in light of this, to the question of Mefarik and Choler. Yeah. So Rashi thinks all Mefariks are Dosh. That's clear. Skitas Peros, Cholim, doesn't make a difference. Okay. The question is, what about the problem of Gidulei Karka? Michael, so just read quickly the Tosis. The Farik. And give all this. Pasha Benatam. There's a big Tosis on the bottom. Yeah, go ahead. Kasha Benatam. You can start there. We can spend the time on the fire. Okay, then we have the Enir and the Re. Yeah, this I point out that he's saying this very nicely. For Rashi, but Rashi himself isn't so helpful on Kuf Mem Dalar Udez. Sounds like you need the Mokom Tsar Lagazar Rabbanan and you need Kelacha Yad, but otherwise it would have been a Doraisa. Yeah, so the end of Tosis is very, very important for another issue, a broader meta issue, you know, Shabbos, as we've noted several times, but it pays to really, you know, keep like a list. And that is of every Gemara and every, you know, Rishon commenting on those Gemaras. You know, the concept of trade Rabbanan, and, you know, if you have, is there such a thing as a Rabbanan, which needs more than either Mishum Tsar or Kalachayat. And the Sukh Rabbanan that Tosis here is saying, it doesn't seem possible, based on the Gemara and Ksuvis, that that Mepharik is not Doraisa. If Mepharik was only Rabbanan, why do you need Kalachayat plus Makom Tsar? As we pointed out earlier in the year, several times, when it comes to trade Rabbanan, when it comes to Mevachshei Mitzucha Legufa, and from the Kalkel, it comes to many things that there are different levels of Drabbanan. The Shas, you could say, Malacha Drabbanan, and an Exera Drabbanan. Right? In terms of Enesh Mashos, in terms of Amir Lachum, in terms of Trade Drabbanan, in terms of all sorts of things. So it's not so posh what Tosa says. But in any case, what emerges according to Tosas is that the only way out of the problem for Rashi is if you pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. Why doesn't Tosas like the answer of Gidulei Karka applying to Bali Chaim? Because of the Mishkan. Since I think it's very interesting, it requires a comment. Since Yalpinulam is someone in the Mishkan, therefore, we should make this distinction. I might have thought exactly the opposite. If we're talking about Kotzer, let me just put it in perspective. The number one, the Arishonim would disagree with this view of Tosis. Specifically, Matis. Who in the Arishonim that gave the look at disagrees? Ellie? Yeah, Ramban and Sadi Heimar Aleph gives three answers to this question. you get each one of the third answer is the sugya is, you know, kolev is only drabanan, because the chachamim, when they say shvus, they mean everything. The second answer is that behemas can give you the karka, right? To take it a step further, as we noted, the Minchas Chinuch likes the idea that behemas can give you, who else says it to behemas can give you the karka in this context? All the notes that came from the Rambam, with the exception of Rabbi Rambam and Rambam. Okay, the Rambam paskins that Chovel and Cholev are both Dosh, even though the Rambam does paskin, like the Chachamim, maybe the Yishon, maybe the Karkas. So we all noted, we know Rabbi Rambam's answer, right? That the Tolda is different than the Av. We know the implications of that answer. We'll revisit it again in a couple minutes, just to make another suggestion. But the other Nosakalim all say, must be that the Rambam holds that Balechayim are Gidule Karkas. See, if the Rambam, according to many Nosakalim, with the exception of Rambam, and you have the Ramban saying this. And yet, Tosas balks. To go a step further, the Minchas Chinuch liked it so much that he adopted it, even in the context of Kotzer. And he said, I don't see why the Rambam can't hold it to Ramban, that Shadakhani can do like Karka, and that's why Medaldel, Uba B'Meirimo is not Kotzer. Can't be the reason, because after all, Rambam paskins that Balei Chayim are Gidulei Karka. Right? So this, as an extreme, the Minchas Chinuch wasn't shy about this idea at all. Now to say that Kotzer is different, I think, than to say it in Dosh or in Ma'am. Why? You understand? Why would I say that?
That
Kotzer requires something that's the origin of Karka. Yeah, exactly. I mean, to say in Karka, in Kotzer, it's not like this formal legal, you know, requirement that if you do lay Karka. It's not like there's a custom or formality, or even a matter of stature. In Kotzer, to say like Ramban says, that it's not good to do lay Karka, that you do lay Karka mean, you know, you do lay Karka, Kishmon came hain. That's because, well, let me highlight it this way. The Ramban considers this to be a possible answer to the question. The second answer that he gives on Sadi Haim and Aleph to this. If you look at the Hagos, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, on the spot there on Sadi Haim and Aleph, and the Rapersh Ramban, he goes into more detail. He just raises the question. He points out, you know, if the Ramban really felt that way, so why isn't that a stira to what he says on Kuv Zayin? Which is that Kotzer is limited to Gidulei Karka, literally Gidulei Karka, and it doesn't apply to Behemah, to Balei Chayim. Another way to say that is, if the Ramban is as amenable as the Nosakalim of the Rambam are to this idea in Dosh, then why not say what the Minchas Chinuch says in Kotzer? And yet the Ramban, no, he doesn't say it, but he says the opposite. Right? It's funny also that he learns from Dosh. That's a little bit of a problem, but why not? The answer is, like what Yonatan just said, which is, that Misvara, to say that Gibula Karka means what it says in Kotzer, is even more compelling than to say it in Dosh. Because in Kotzer, you can say that's the Shem Allah. It's all about Pisuk Michiyuso or Mimokom making Tolish out of Mechubar. That's what Kotzer is all about, as we discussed. So, of course, you're going to say formally, legally, Al Pidin and Lashon B'nei Adam in the Darim and even in Halacha, in some areas of Halacha, Balei Chayim are considered Gevulei Karka. Okay, but what does that do with Kotzer? Right? But if you're talking about Ma'amer, or you're talking about, well, there's no Ma'amer in the Balei Chayim, but not because you need to be like Karka, but if you're talking about Dosh, so why should it be limited Dafka to Gidulei Karka, one might think. Right? It's not like the Shem Malacha is ripping it from its Makom Chiyusa or Mi Mechubar. Mi Dover Shayo Mechubar, Bo, fine, but that's different than So here to say what Rabban says, which is that Gidulei Karka can mean the second day, can mean Balei Chaim. It's not so bad. In other words, if it's only a formality about the stature of the object, or it's a kind of Xeris Akasu because of the Mishkan, so then why not define it in broader terms? It's not like Kotzer. And yet, Tosa says, the proof of the pudding is, or the, I should say the proof, not proof, the reason that militates against saying this is the fact that it's from the Mishkan. I would think that if the only reason that we require to do like Karka is because of the Mishkan, we should actually be more liberal and formal and defining. So in a way, maybe this is Tosef L'Shitasa, but I don't want to be misleading about that. What I mean is, we've seen throughout that Tosas, Bali Tosas, have a very, very strong view about the Mishkan. Much more so than Rashi, than the Rambam. So if they are the ones who tell us, well, it's a Mishkan, and Mishkan, and it's not, so it's interesting, Tosas has an extra line. What's the extra line? Tosas, vis-a-vis, Gidulei Karka, right, Behema, Balei Chaim, are not considered Gidulei Karka. They're only considered Gidulei Karka vis-a-vis Dagim. I'd say, or artificial things. That's the Sugin Eiruvim out of these other places. Well, why does Tosas need that line? Because Tosas themselves, on Sadi Dalid, Amud Aleph, even as they're building the case for the Mishkan being Koveya, right, also have one other line. We'll talk about Tosas asks the Kasha there. I'm not reading it inside because we know it already. Mar, Lachbar, and so on. What Tosas asks? Well, if all the details have to be exactly like they are in Mishkan, then you know, it should be Tzorech Gufo V'Gufo. And where do you draw the line? Even in Tzorech Gufo, which according to Tosas is based on the Mishkan, but does it have to be exactly, how do you know what it means by the Mishkan? But it still means, with a little flexibility, which is what's important about the Mishkan. Right? So even as Tosas believes that the Mishkan is the Chayiv, Tosas also agrees that you still have to objectively look at what's significant about what was in the Mishkan. I'm not going to say every technical detail. It has to be a category, a factor that is meaningful in the context of the Mishkan or in some other context and that applies to the Mishkan. Even when Tosas makes his strongest statement about the Mishkan, Tosas adds that to the equation of Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph. So in light of that, I think Tosas here works out perfectly. Tosas saying is, it's a Mishkan this way. So had it been that called Torah Kula, right, there's no difference between Gidulei Karka and Balei Chaim, and Balei Chaim are always considered Gidulei Karka. It would be like, you know, Mar Lachbar and so on. Or Sefer Torah Likros Bo, Letakein Bo, and so on. Namely, we would say, you know, but that's an arbitrary, it happens to be factually the case of the Mishkan, but so was, you know, the it was raining that day, it was 3 o'clock that day, you know, he had a headache that day. You know, there were 100 minor points in the Mishkan. It has to be meaningful things in the Mishkan. So that's why Tosas adds the line that when it comes, this idea that, Balei Chaim, like Karkin, that's true. But it's not fully true. It depends vis-a-vis which halacha. There's still a category of real Gidulei Karka, and then there's Balei Chaim, as opposed to Dagim or artificial things. Plus, once that's true, Mishkan is Mechayim. But I think the point is that according to the Ramban will say that Mishkan is, you know, Megala, not really Mechayim. The Ramban understood that Kufu was Machlokas and Sugya and Nemtesim and Beis, if you recall. The Ramban, they're much more liberal in their usage of the Mishkan. And therefore, even though they agree, I'm sure, I mean, the Ramban certainly agrees, that not always do we say Balei Chaim, Balei Chaim, Balei Karka, here it's different. Having said that, let's move back to the Ramban, and this will conclude today. The Ramban gives a first answer, gives three answers to the question. Right? One is, in Akhanami, it depends on Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and Suga there actually, the Chachamim there even say it's only Shavuos, and Ramban repeats this on Kuf Mem Daled Amud Beis, to the Rabbeinu Hananel, the whole Suga there, A's, Lutoka Para, Vakadeva, and so on. That's one. Only maybe only Rabbanan. Or the second answer is Balei Chaim, against Tosfos. The first answer is very intriguing. What's the first answer? Yossi? Yitzi? Rabbanan Tzadi Hei? Everybody should have seen that. Tovi? Very, very, very important Rabba. We'll just mention it and then we'll analyze it, I guess, Thursday.
Exactly this thing.
I'm sorry? It might be. Maybe. I think it could work out together. What does he actually say, though?
He says
you may be right, except that it may be that it's. I don't know if it's an Avin that told the thing. Although maybe that's what I meant by revisiting. And I said I was going to revisit Rabban.
Exactly like the thought. Or is it the bar is not thought?
Right, but what is it because Avin told her, or?
I'm not sure.
What did he actually say? What are the words? I don't mean the literal words. Paraphrase. What does he say? He says when you're talking about disha ba'atzmo shalapri, then you need gedulei karka. But if you're talking about being motzi, davar bechusa, like mashke betoch peros, or cholov, mitoch habhema, then you don't need gedulei karka. It doesn't say specifically that it's a good av for tol. Doesn't sound that way to me. Although I think when I said we're going to revisit Rav Raman Rav, I totally agree with you. I think in light of the Ramban, but I don't think that they're exactly the same. So what is that in Ramban? You need gidulei karka when you're doing disha v'atzmo shalpri. What distinction is he making? L'shitasa. Well, the Ramban holds like Rashi in one sense. He doesn't hold like the Rashbam and the Miri that disha requires always that the object be hidden and unearthed or revealed. Right? You can have the tamarim and the mag, as long as you detach them from the machbedos. That's fine. Right? So that's what he calls Disha Be'atzmo Shel Pri. Or the Shibolin, whatever. What is being Motzi Mashke Mitocha Peros? Let's read the language inside. Here. This is the first answer to Ramban. Yeshlom Adisha ba'atzmo shel pri leisa ela b'gidulei karka. Avalahotzi mimenu peros mechunasim utunim betoch kis shalahem. That's not an Avos and Toldos thing. Kigon chole b'nei b'disha s'gidulei karka. Then he gives the other answers. Number one, it's clear also that we're not talking about two tracks. Which is why I don't think it's necessarily like a Ramban Haraba. What he's saying is this compensation here. What you have in Disha Ba'atzmo Shapri, because it's Gidulei Karka, you have, even without Gidulei Karka, when you're unearthing something like Mashke B'toch, Konus B'toch HaPri, or Tomun B'toch HaPri. Tania, what is it? What's he saying? Sorry?
Yitzira?
Yeah. I think it's either about Yitzira or at least about a hafrada of stature. What he's saying is that, like we said, when we were distinguishing between, in the Rambam, Mokom Gidulo, but what's the difference between Balei Chayim and notice I'm not saying Gidulei Karka in the Rambam, but Mokom Gidulo for the Rambam. He's Mokom Gidulo, so why isn't Gubar B'meim a Mokom Gidulo? So we said, I said instinctively, I think, right? The relationship to Gidulo is different in Karka and in Balei Chayim. By the same token, when you remove the Gidulei Karka, is a different kind of organic environment. It's a different kind of a mechubar. That's what Gidulei Karka is important for here. In a way, the connection between Kotzer and Dash and the Ramban, I think, is a shitaso at this point. Because Rabban says he learns his din of kotzer b'gidulei karka mechubar from the need for gidulei karka. I think the word is better according to the first answer, obviously. Gidulei karka in dash. What's he saying? Because the chibur of gidulei karka is a different kind of a chibur. And dash needs that kind of creative hafrada or yitzira through kiruv hamechubar. But if you're talking about unearthing something that didn't exist before or wasn't visible before, especially if you're talking about creating in that process, like squeezing out the neperos, so then ein lecha disha gedola mizu, says the Ramban. What gidulei karka accomplish in disha bipri atzma, but there is a pri. So then the separation is the yitzira, or the hafrada. But you automatically have that when it's davar atamun and lechusa. So it's one halacha. But in light of that, we should relook at Rabbi Avraham and Rambam's point. It would work well with it. Even though I don't think Ramban's idea is an Avin Toldos issue. In Rabbi Avraham and Rambam, maybe it is two tracks, Avin Tolda. But at least they're connected in this way. Okay, we'll stop here. I want to continue with this, and the rest of it. I want to try to finish Disha on Thursday. I know we're moving quickly, but we have to. And if you finish Disha on Thursday and start Borer, or at least have Sunday and Monday for Borer, that would be great.